Hey friends, it's the 26th of July, and we are in the 26th chapter of Proverbs. And you know, I joked with you yesterday about the verse about better to live on the corner of a roof than to share a house with a quarrelsome wife, and hopefully you got a little giggle out of that. But husbands, don't remind your wife of that verse every time you get into an argument, please. Chapter 26, 25 talks about a wife that's quarrelsome. 26 has maybe the grossest proverb of all of the proverbs. And you know, that's me wanting to just share with you shocking things that are gross. So the kids listening to this are going to enjoy this one today. Because have you ever had an animal that threw up on the floor and it really grossed you out? But some of you are like, where is he going with this? Okay, you're going to find out. Just be patient with me. Have you ever had a dog or a cat that's thrown up on the floor and you're totally grossed out until you see that animal come back over to the vomit and eat it? Everybody say, ew. Ew. Some of you are going to turn off the Pray Today right now. Hang with me, though, for just a minute. There's a proverb about this. Watch this in Proverbs 26, verse 11. It says, as a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. What's folly? That's a mistake. That's a sin, okay? So what this is saying is quite crazy. It's saying that when we return to our sin and continue to go back to the same sin, even though we know that's not good for us, we do it anyway. That's like a dog returning to its vomit. Kind of gross, but really poignant in what it means for us. So here's what I want to talk to you about. Is there a sin in your life? The answer is yes, that you continue to do? Or have you perfected everything? If you have, you can turn off Pray Today right now and never listen to another one because you're already perfect. I don't want to mess you up, okay? Is there a sin in your life that you continue to do and you're like that dog in this proverb? And I want to encourage you today to make a decision to stop. And to do whatever it takes to stop. Because it says, this is what a fool does, repeating his folly. So, I don't know what it is for you. I know what it is for me. I don't know what it is for you, though. But let's just pick out one sin today. Pick out one sin. What's one sin that you do habitually? And maybe you don't do it for a while, and then you come back and you do it again. You don't do it for a while, or maybe it's just something you do all the time, and you've kind of just decided that, hey, that's just who I am. That's how I was raised. What other terrible, lame excuse we can come up with, right? Let's pray about that sin today. All right, got it in your mind? Let's pray. Lord, I don't want to continue going back to this sin because it's not what is the best thing. It's disgusting and it's not what you desire for my life. Lord, I pray that today, on the 26th of July, today, I would lay this sin down at the foot of the cross, and that you would help me to leave it there, to not keep going back, but to leave it at the foot of the cross. Lord, that seems impossible to so many of us when we're thinking of this sin, but with God, all things are possible. So Lord, give us the strength we need to overcome sins that we either feel so guilty about, or the sins that we do that we excuse, that we've just accepted, that's who I am. It's not who we are. We are children of the Most High King, who wants us to live lives that reflect who we are in Jesus. So Lord, help me lay this down. In Jesus' name, amen.